With considerable glee, Turl went to work with the dictionary when the sentry was off duty. There were a lot of words in the composite language called Cyclo that were never actually used by Cyclos. They had leaked into the language from Chinko and other tongues. Cyclos never used them because they could not really grasp their conceptual meaning. So Turl looked up words and phrases like atone for wrongs, guilt, restitution, personal fault, pity, cruelty, just, and amends. He knew they existed as words and that alien races used them. It was a very, very hard job, and later he would look on this as the toughest part of his whole project. It was all so foreign, so utterly alien. Soon, Turl was satisfied he was ready to enter his next stage.
"You know,"
he said to the sentry one morning,
"I feel very guilty about putting your poor Johnny in a cage. Actually, I have a craving to atone for my wrongs. It was my personal fault that he was subjected to such cruelty. And I wish, with all my heart, to make amends. I am overwhelmed by guilt, and I pity him for what I did. And it would be only just if I made restitution for it all by suffering in a cage like he did."
It made Turl perspire to get it all out, but that only added to his contrite look. The sentry had made a habit of recording their conversations, for he studied them later and corrected his own pronunciation. And since he had never heard a lot of these words in Cyclo before, he was glad he had it all on disc. Turl was also glad. It had been an agonizing performance. The sentry, having the evening free, digested all this. He decided he had better report it to the compound commanding officer. There was a new compound commander, an Argyle, very well noted for his prowess in raids in earlier days and very experienced, but not in America. The ease with which a radiation bullet could blow up a Cyclo had given him a bit of contempt for them in their current state. And he had a problem of his own. Literally, mobs of people from all over the world got off planes and took tours of the compound. The coordinators showed them around and pointed out where this had happened and that had happened. Many-hued and many-tongued, they were a bit of a nuisance. And almost every one of them wanted to be shown a Cyclo. Most had never seen one, no matter that they had been oppressed by them for ages. Some very important chiefs and dignitaries had enough whip with the council to get special permission. That meant an extra detail of guards the commander did not have. It meant taking people down into the dormitory levels where they should not be. It actually meant a bit of danger to them, for some of those Cyclos down there were not reconstructed. So the commander toyed with this idea. He went out and looked at the cage. Evidently, it could be wired. In fact, it was wired, with plenty of voltage to the bars. If one put up a protector in front so people would not touch the bars and get hurt, he would be relieved of these nonsense tours into the dormitory. Further, it appealed to him to have a monkey in a cage. It would help morale, and it would be an added attraction. He could plainly see that somebody might want to make restitution and do amends. So he mentioned it sketchily to a council meeting. They were very busy and had their minds on other things, and he omitted to tell them it was Turl